This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Julian Ng and Sharitz Abdullah. It is 7.05 in the morning and we have the business end of The Morning Run for you. US stocks closed sharply lower on Friday with the market logging its worst May since 2010 after President Donald Trump unexpectedly announced plans to impose tariffs on imports from Mexico in an attempt to pressure the country to stem the flow of migrants across the US border. The Dow Jones was 1.4% lower, S&P 500 fell 1.3%, and the Nasdaq was up 1.5%.
That's right. The Nikkei closed sharply lower, 1.6%, and Shanghai Composite not as low as Nikkei, but 0.2% lower, and the rest of the region also were lower. But the FBM KLCI, the local boss, actually was up, going against the green as usual.
Okay, so now let's move on to the international headline. Trump launched whole new tariff threat against Mexico and not to curb any trade shenanigans to stem northward flow of undocumented immigrants. So specifically, Trump threatened to impose a tariff of 5% on all Mexican imports into the U.S., and that's starting June 10th. And each month after that, the tariff will ratchet up another 5%, topping out the 25% in October. Mexico President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador on Saturday hinted his country could tighten migration control to defuse Trump's threat to impose tariff and said he expected good results from talks planned in Washington this week.
Trump's also turned his attentions to India and said that his administration will terminate their designation as a developing nation, thereby eliminating an exception that allows the country to export nearly 2,000 products to the U.S. duty-free. And this is part of a deepening clash over India's protections for its market. And it comes 2 days after India's Narendra Modi was sworn in for a second straight term as prime minister, so not a great start to his second term in office.
Absolutely. And Donald Trump, it seems, it's quite obvious, actually, taking its trade war everywhere in the world.
Everywhere.
China, India, Japan, Mexico. He's also facing a lot of pushback, actually, from Democrats and Republicans alike. They are saying that this will actually tax American citizens more than it will do Mexico. Even Oxfam came out to comment that, it's not good for the poor in either country. And in fact, if you wanted to curb immigration, this kind of tariffs against Mexico's products will actually indeed result in higher immigration into America, mm-hmm. illegal immigration into America.
Yeah, and you talk about consumers in the U.S. I mean, a lot of the things that they need in the U.S. are produced in China. China don't need a lot of things that are being produced elsewhere. Turn of events between, negotiation between the U.S. And China is going to be interesting. And China's government said it's willing to work with the U.S. To end an escalating trade war, but blames Trump administration for the collapse in talks and won't be pressured into concessions. Beijing released a white paper yesterday saying that the escalating trade war between the world's two largest economies hasn't made America great again.
Now, as a result of all these global tensions, the International Air Transport Association slashed its 2019 profit outlook for the airline industry, and IATA expects airline profits to come in at $28 billion US dollars in 2019, a drop from the $30 billion reported in 2018. Now, on the line to talk to us a little bit more about global markets, we have Freddie Lim, Chief Investment Officer at Stashaway. Thank you for joining us, Freddie. So the shock announcement that the Trump administration would turn its tariff gun on Mexico rattled global financial markets that were already on edge about the state of economic growth last week. So what are your expectations for the week ahead in relation to this announcement?
Morning. The move on Mexico was entirely unexpected. And according to Trump, it's unrelated to trade, but more on immigration. So what this means is that the whole world is now, the can of worms is now open, where if the U.S. is unhappy about any issues in the world with anyone, they use tariffs. So this is a much more worrisome development for markets. And I do expect the markets to be more sensitive to his tweeters the entire week.
And Freddie, China has threatened a sweeping blacklist of firms after the Huawei ban. Is this the next step in the U.S.-China trade war? And if so, what are the likely effects?
The response where the Chinese equivalent sort of blacklist to the U.S. It's just a message and a posture at the moment. However, this starts with FedEx over the weekend, and that's quite worrisome because FedEx is actually a critical part of the transportation economy. So we got to monitor the situation very closely and see if Trump would further up the tension with more bans of other Chinese companies. So this is very, very important to monitor because the next escalation in the trade war is going to come from this list.
And Freddie, also the U.S. will end preferential status for India, taking away its developing market status. And in fact, the U.S. wants more equitable access into the Indian markets. Now, India is a well-watched country by investors. What are your views on India and also emerging markets as a whole right now?
Similar to the earlier list last week where the U.S. expanded the number of countries under trade watch, essentially countries with trade surplus with the U.S. and a bit of a currency regimes where they fix currencies are on the list. So Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia. So the country has been widened. So this is in similar spirit to sort of a warning shot of what's to come from the U.S. And the signal to the India market is that we want to negotiate more access to Indian domestic markets. So this is an early short. I wouldn't react too much to it. There's too much battles that Trump is fighting everywhere. I would probably focus more on the bigger pieces. I think India is still an early warning short.
Thank you so much, Freddie. That was Freddie Lim, Chief Investment Officer at Stashaway. And earlier he also said that he pointed out that the worrisome trend with Trump is now that if the U.S. is unhappy with something that you're doing, it seems like they're going to be threatening tariffs to bring you back in line. Now, the other news piece that has been in headlines recently is an exclusive report by Reuters. So sources familiar with the matter said that Amazon is interested in buying prepaid cell phone wireless service Boost Mobile from U.S. carriers T-Mobile and Sprint, mainly because the deal would allow it to use the new T-Mobile's wireless network for at least 6 years.
Yes, certain regulatory departments of the United States are uncomfortable about the merger between T-Mobile and Sprint and therefore has asked them to reduce their market share of the telecommunications market in the U.S. And Boost is one of those things that they are hiving off. So Amazon is really jumping to the chance to buy up Boost. And there are many reasons actually why Amazon would want to take over this. One is that they will gain access to spectrum, which in future can allow them to reach their customers directly instead of going through a mobile carrier. We know that all the other tech giants like Facebook and Google also have their investments into tech, and Amazon is also not to be left behind.
Yeah, and I wonder if this has anything to do with Amazon's plan to launch satellites as well. I mean, both Amazon and SpaceX have been reported to want to venture into space race and satellite broadband, which we're looking at them launching about 12,000 satellites. So again, mobile is one, so that has something to do with telecommunication as well, in that sense. So a lot in space. Sometimes we don't realize spectrum is one resource, but another thing is numbers. Having access to, despite it being prepaid, it's access to mobile phone numbers. So I mean, that's a lot of reason for them to start venturing into this.
Yeah,
businesses.
That's right. I think they can pair up their sales of mobile phones with a package as well, because they can. I mean, this actually gives them more things to sell, data package along with the mobile phone.
Yep, and Sprint hasn't actually disclosed the number of Boost customers, but analysts at Cohen have estimated that Boost has between 7 to 8 million customers, and a transaction could be valued at $4.5 billion if the deal includes wireless spectrums or the airwaves that carry data and facilities. Now, we'll be back with more local news for you after this, so be sure to keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.